And then he got pregnant.
Yep.
So
I knew that it was in the window.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But I was like,
I didn't.
What are the odds?
That was a fear of mine, of just being like, I like being able to just travel when we want to and go out to dinner and not have to worry about a babysitter and all this stuff. And I'm like now excited when I'm walking or I'm at a coffee shop and I see a dad and a daughter or a dad and a son. And then I start to like envision that and I just get really excited.
Mm-hmm. I am ready. I was born ready.
Born in the USA.
Born in the USA.
I was
born in the USA. I was.
That's all I know.
That's all, me too. I don't know if anybody else knows the actual words to that song. I think they only know the chorus. That's the chorus, right?
Yeah, it is.
Who sings that?
Springsteen. I'm pretty sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the story behind that? There's a story behind Born in the USA.
There is. I don't know.
Like that the song isn't actually,
it's not
like,
actually that positive.
It's actually, yeah, I towards like, America.
Sure.
It became this anthem for America.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know any of the
But if you,
words.
Yeah, if you read the words, it's, I think, a bash.
Oh, well, shoot.
It's a bash.
Sorry, I sang it. It always makes me think of when I taught flywheel cycling and I taught on the 4th of July and I had a banging 4th of July playlist and that was on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What were the other songs that you would do for
I
that
I honestly
one?
Would like to look
just
it up.
The national anthem?
It was obviously
just different versions.
Obviously, Party in the USA by Miley, of course.
Oh, duh.
I'm sure I still have.
How can you not?
I probably still have the playlist saved.
You still have it?
I thought that I'm sure that I do. That was fun. That was a fun time, even though it was a lot of work. And,
was it?
And
I was
really,
it fun?
I didn't.
Was it actually fun, or are you just having that like nostalgia hit?
Maybe that's what's happening.
Because that happens, you know, when you look back on just memories.
Yeah.
And it was a really hard time. You're like, wow, why do I think fondly of those times?
Yeah.
But that happens.
It does.
Nostalgia is a weird thing.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Wow, you found it?
Yeah. Rockin' in the Free World by Neil Young.
Okay.
New Americana by Halsey. Wow, okay. How trendy was I?
I mean.
Like, cool.
Yeah. Wow.
American Woman by Lenny Kravitz. Duh.
Yeah, so good. You should teach a one-off flywheel. I guess flywheel doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
You should teach a one-off cycling class. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Firework, Katy Perry, because it's 4th of July.
Sure.
R-O-C-K in the USA by John Cougar Mellencamp.
Wow.
American Boy by Estelle. You know that what that is?
I thought
You'll
you said Adele.
American Boy. Oh, American yeah. Boy.
I think it's like with Kanye. Surfing USA. How fun is that? Surfing
so
USA. I also did Yorktown from Hamilton.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is just a fun playlist in
How
general.
How did we get on this subject? It's not even the 4th of July. It's not even July.
I was just singing Born in the USA.
Oh, yeah. Why, though?
I don't know. It just popped into my head. Or were you singing it?
No, I don't know.
We never know who's singing.
Maybe it's because...
I don't know.
You're pregnant and you're having a baby who's going to be born in the USA.
That must be it.
Is that a good segue?
A very good segue.
So yes, for those of you who don't know already, Sarah's pregnant.
Woo-hoo!
How far are you along?
About 13 weeks.
And by the time this airs, you'll be just over 13 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you
still nauseous?
I was thinking that you live with me, so.
I do.
I was thinking
but
that.
But they don't, which is why I'm asking these questions, so that you answer them, or else this would be a very boring podcast.
Oh. I was thinking that my nausea was kind of coming to an end, but I was so nauseous last night. Mm. I was crying.
Yeah.
It's not fun to feel nauseous.
Of course. I mean,
if you've been pregnant,
who would
you know.
Like feeling nauseous?
Right. And it's not like, you know, you have the flu and you're nauseous and then you throw up and you're like, oh, thank God, I feel so much better.
Mm.
Like, well,
you've never thrown up, right?
I haven't thrown up. And I'm grateful for that because I despise throwing up.
Ugh, yeah, it's horrible.
It's the worst. And so.
Although it's a good ab workout.
Not worth it.
Oh.
Just do some
abs, do some crunches.
So I like, when I feel nauseous, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, you're not going to throw up. Like, it's not going to happen.
You kind of will yourself.
Yeah.
Not to.
I like take deep breaths.
Do you feel
and
like
I'm
you
like,
could
you're gonna be fine.
Throw
I,
up
not,
at some
honestly,
of your
not,
worst ones?
Not, no. I mean, I could make myself, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
because no, thank you. Yeah. But what that, when you, because I don't throw up, then there's no like relief.
Right.
I just have to wait for it to kind of like pass. Subside.
I wonder why that is. Like, why does, they always call it morning sickness, but you have always got them in the evening.
Yeah. Totally
from our last, like from your last pregnancy.
Yeah.
So a year ago, Sarah was pregnant. Actually almost a year, right?
Literally exactly a year. We got pregnant last March. Yeah.
Last March. And then week 8, she miscarried.
Yeah.
And you were nauseous through that as well, through the first kind of trimester as well. Yeah. Always in the evening and always kind of around the same time. So I just wonder what happens in the body where it's kind of like every night around this time,
right?
This is what's happening. Like, what is,
I have no idea.
What's the baby doing?
Right. I have no clue. It's like, why that time?
Or if it is the baby or if it's just hormones or, you know?
Yeah.
Is there any answers? I think we Googled it and there isn't really.
There are answers as to what causes the feeling, but I don't know why it's different for everyone as far as like timing.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the levels, I think it's the levels of HCG in your blood that cause nausea.
What's HCZ? That's not right. What is it?
It's HCG.
Oh, G.
But what it stands for, I don't know.
HCG.
HCG. Human chorionic gonadotropin.
Okay, that was going to be my guess.
Yeah.
So what is it? What does it do?
A chemical created by like embryos. So when you feel, when like a pregnancy test detects HCG.
Okay.
And like when you are pregnant and you get your blood taken, they can tell what your levels of HCG are.
Okay. So high levels are bad.
No.
Low levels is bad.
Those levels are supposed to be multiplying at a certain rate.
Okay.
When you're pregnant. So like last time I was pregnant, I didn't learn this until after the whole process.
Yeah.
But like my HCG was like not multiplying at all the way that it was supposed
Which
to.
Which they should have caught, right?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not a medical professional, so
yeah.
What do I, who, it is very hard at the beginning of a pregnancy to know how viable it's going to be because there's not much there.
Yeah.
So it's like week 4, week 5, week 6, it's kind of hard to, well, week 6 you can know. When I think I was 6 weeks along when the doctor told me that I was going to have a miscarriage.
You were 6 weeks, but that was after a lot of back and forth. It was like your first checkup was at week what?
I was only 4 weeks along.
You were 4 weeks along.
That's another thing is like, I've never been pregnant before. So right. I'm like, well, I guess you take an at-home pregnancy test and then you go to the doctor immediately, which right. I guess to each their own, but you don't have to do that. Like there, you don't
we didn't this time.
You don't need to go to the doctor right away. You're barely even 4 weeks along. It's only 2 weeks of your pregnancy. You're not even pregnant. 2 weeks that are counted. You're not actually even pregnant.
Oh yeah. That makes sense.
So I was 4 weeks along when I first went to the doctor, that's what they told me.
So you're 4 weeks. And they, at that point they said everything checks out.
Yeah,
looks
you're 4
good.
Weeks along.
But then they said, come back next week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because then after they took my blood work. Then when they got my blood work back, they were like, actually, can you come back? Because like the blood work levels are not matching up with what we saw in the ultrasound.
Right.
And I think, honestly, I should have been like appearing more than 4 weeks along based upon like the timing of my cycle and everything.
Right.
Then I went back at 5 weeks. And according to the ultrasound, it had progressed a week. Like as far as like what they could see on the ultrasound, that was like, okay, you're 5 weeks along. So it seems like it's progressing normally.
Right. And then you went back a week and then that's when.
And then actually it wasn't until I couldn't, because we were traveling. So I couldn't go back the following week, even though they wanted me to come again. So then it was 2 weeks before I went again. And I was supposed to be 7 weeks along. And you can basically hear like heart flutters at that point. That's what I was told anyway.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know what they heard or what they saw. That is something that I wish like they would be more transparent about, because when they give you an ultrasound and it's not right, they're just like super awkward and quiet instead of like, can you just explain what you should be seeing versus what you are seeing? Because then I just feel even more uncomfortable when it's just like super awkward and it's clearly not an optimal result. Yeah. Like we're human beings. We're not stupid.
Right.
So I think it's, I don't know. I'm sure like ultrasound techs are probably taught to like
some bedside manner kind of thing.
To just kind of like not say anything and then let the doctor, then they go out and tell the doctor. Wrong.
Like, maybe they're like, okay, this seems off, but I can't say that for sure. So I don't want to mess with her by saying the wrong thing if it ends up actually being okay, maybe, or no.
I guess, but I think in certain instances, it's probably pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So, again, I think everyone's experience is different.
Right.
And I was still so early on that it wasn't like, there wasn't a lot there, I guess. But I mean, now, obviously this time, when we had our ultrasound at 9 weeks, it's like, I mean, it literally looked like a full out baby.
Yeah.
Obviously it's like this big.
Literally a bean.
Yeah.
Like 2 centimeters long, but had a head, hands, arms,
literally moving feet, arms and legs.
Legs, like a full-fledged human.
So crazy.
At 9 weeks. It's like so crazy.
So at seven, I don't know what it's theoretically, what it's supposed to be there at 7 weeks, but.
So you went, yeah. So the first time they're like, sounds great. All right, everything looks great. Uh-huh. Did the blood work. Hey, come in next week. You went in at week six, they said.
Week five.
And what did they say? What did they end up saying? They're like, I don't know. They're like,
I guess it's fine.
Oh, because they did say that the second time as well?
Yes, because everything had, what they could see was a proper week's progression of like development in my uterus.
Weird.
Yeah.
And then they wanted you to come back again the next week, right?
So then I came back 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later, which is week. Yeah,
which so would have been week seven.
Oh, week seven.
Yeah.
And then you went back, and then that's when they're like.
That's when they were like, you're most likely going to miscarry. Like, there's something that, there's like some kind of genetic abnormality that your body's probably going to reject.
And then you went to a different doctor after that,
then
right?
I went to a different doctor just to get another. I just felt very, and it was not the doctor's fault. It was just like, it was so early on and yeah. I was so green. I didn't know what questions to ask and right. It was just really up and down. Mm-hmm. So then I went to
it was emotional abuse. Yeah. Not on their fault, but it was just like it, you know, cause it was such a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like everything sounds good. And then like, I'm not sure. Oh, actually, no, it is all checked out.
Yeah.
Oh, actually you're most likely going to miscarry. And it was just this back and forth. Yeah. And so
then I went to another doctor and she basically told me, and that was actually after I had already like started to miscarry. Like the whole process wasn't complete, but it was already like,
oh, happening. Before you even went, you started to like bleed.
Yeah. Before I went to the second opinion doctor.
Oh, got it.
And then she was like, she looked at my blood work mm-hmm. and she was like, the HCG in your blood was nowhere. It was not multiplying anywhere near
what it should have.
It was going up like 100 when it should have been going up like thousands. Like it should have been doubling. And it was going up like, it wasn't going up the way that it should have been to like distinguish that there was like a growing embryo mm-hmm. in there.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, well, great to have that info, I guess.
Yeah. How long did the process take for you to like go through miscarrying?
I kind of don't remember. A few.
Like when you started bleeding. Sorry if this is graphic, but I think this is important for people to kind of like know, because you wish you were told how painful.
I definitely wish I would have been told it was going to be. Definitely wish I would have been told.
Just so that you were prepared. I've never seen you in that much pain before.
Yeah.
You were like curled up, fetal position, almost nightly. And it was so hard to see. Hard to watch.
Yeah, it was not fun. I'm literally looking at my calendar from last year, like seeing when things...
You'll have it in there?
Were. Well, I have like my appointments.
Oh, I
in
see.
In here. Like I have the last ultrasound that I had with my first doctor was on April 26th.
Okay.
And that's when she told me that we were going to miscarry. That was a hard day.
Yes, it was. I remember that. She came home. It was awful.
Yeah.
I like walked in and I don't know, like my normal self.
Yeah.
And was probably singing or yelling or, you know, tooting or, you know, just doing something outrageous.
Yeah.
And then her back was to me. And, or maybe, I think it was, you were in the bathroom or something. I met you somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you were like really quiet. And then I like looked in your face and you had tears in your eyes. And I was like, oh geez, like what's wrong? And then when you told me, yeah, that was really hard. That was hard for me to hear, obviously, as well. I know that's a dumb statement, but it was like my mind went first to, okay, like, you know, like we're going to be okay and everything. You know, we're going to get through this and it's all part of the plan. And you know, whatever that plan is, you know, God's plan. And
that's like one of the only times, one of the very few times I've seen you cry.
Yeah. Yeah. You've probably seen me cry like 3 times.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't.
Outside of like watching like the first 10 minutes of Up.
Yeah. That doesn't count. If you don't cry during that, you're a monster. but I yeah, mean, that's one yeah. of the only times I've seen you cry.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is going to sound like weird, but also I was just like really nervous about having a baby while you were pregnant at that time. I don't know why. I was just like, are we financially ready? Are we in a place to like be able to do this? I don't know. I think normal thoughts for a person. But then when you told me that happened, it was like, oh, okay. So, well, I guess we have a little bit more time between the two of us. And then it just hit me. I don't know why. I was just like, just the thought of how we're not going to, you know, how that person is not going to be, you know, with us, but I mm-hmm. believe that we'll see him or her again at some point.
Yeah.
Which will be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was just, I think I was sad for you honestly as well. When I think about it, like just thinking about how hurt you were and how much pain, you know, you were in and going through and what you will go through. And I think that's what made me really sad as well on top of it.
I don't know. It's like one of those things that I'm like, so glad is in the past.
Yeah.
Now, cause it was hard to go through, but it's also one of those things that it's just like, would I change it? No. Cause like the break moved me closer to God. Yes.
Yeah.
And did it again, show me how resilient and strong the human spirit is. Yeah. There's people that have had much worse situations in regards to miscarriage than what I went through. Mm-hmm. Anytime you go through something, you're like, wow, I'm a pretty resilient, resilient person. And I think the only thing that, like, I love what one of our mentors says, where she says like, it's more about reliance than resilience, which it is when it comes to situations like that, when it's like, you really don't have any control over anything. So all you can do is give it up to God and know that he's going to take you through. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I already have had, again, everyone's story is different, but for me, I already have evidence in my life that he's brought me through hard stuff.
Yeah.
So right, I'm like, right. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to be good. Mm-hmm. Like he'll bring me through. I know how faithful and good he is. And I've seen it before multiple times and I know I'll see it again.
Right.
And that's, I think, something that's so beautiful about trials is that if we choose to, they can really help us understand even deeper the character of God. So then the next time we have a trial, we know exactly how he's going to bring us through it. And he's going to work something good out of the situation.
I believe it's the only way that you can grow your capacity too, just to like go through hard things and how you react to those and how you handle those. It just like grows your resilience, capacity, faith, all those things. It's like the only way that you're going to get bigger muscles is to tear muscles.
Yeah, right. To tax your muscles.
And tax them.
Yeah.
And rip through them to get bigger muscles. I think it's the same way to grow your spirit, your faith, your resilience, your capacity, in all those areas. It doesn't take away from the difficulty of going through the said thing.
Of course.
In the moment.
Yeah.
But that just comes with age as well. You just grow in your wisdom with the experiences that you go through.
I was gonna say in wisdom.
And so when you go through things again, when you're, as you're, as an adult, you're kind of like, I've like this movie has played before in my life.
Right.
And so I know it's hard right now, but like time moves on and I know that eventually like everything, we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And it's the only way to live life anyway.
What else are you going to do? You're just going to sit around and wallow and think that everything in your life is always going to be horrible. Like, where is that going
to
get you?
Not to say that there's a grieving process.
Right. Of course.
To that. Everyone has a different, you know, process that they need to go through. And once that grieving process is through, which you've said before, it's like, I don't know if there's not necessarily an end date to that.
Yeah.
You know, and there's moments where you'll like grieve a lost one, or a loved one.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to debilitate you from living your life and pursuing things and pursuing other people and what have you for the rest of your life.
Right. I do think that all comes back to what you believe is greater than you that's working for your good. Mm-hmm. Because if you believe that you're in control of everything, I don't really know how you get through stuff, honestly. I don't know how you get through hard times. Cause that hope for me comes from the fact that it's like, well, on the days that I feel really weak, I know there's something greater than me who can take that burden. And then I'll be okay. Cause where my strength and capacity ends, his continues on beyond what we can ever imagine. Mm. So
I feel like hope and faith are kind of synonymous. Like hope is the seedbed of faith.
Yeah.
So without faith, if you don't have a faith in anything, whether you believe in God, Jesus, Allah, you know, whether the universe, higher power, not believing in something greater than you, how do you have any hope? Or also purpose? Like, what's the purpose of living?
Yeah.
And so fast forward now.
Yeah, here we are.
Well, when did you start to really, from March... When did you really feel like you were ready to like, okay, start trying again?
Not until January.
It was, right? It wasn't until January.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we had a conversation right at the end of the year, at the beginning of the year, where I was like, I think I'm ready to try again.
Was there anything that made that switch or you just like kind of went through your process?
Yeah, not really. Just like time.
Yeah. I mean, the doctor also said like to wait, what was it, 6 months?
No.
How long?
Literally like one, two. You don't have to wait long.
Oh, really?
You don't have to wait that long after you have a miscarriage. If you're like, once your cycle comes back.
Oh, okay.
The doctor suggested like wait 1 month, see if your cycle comes back normally and then have another one.
Got it.
So I guess that would have been
before you start training again.
That would have been 2 months, I guess.
Yeah.
But I've always been clockwork.
Super regular.
And literally after the miscarriage, it was like clockwork. Like 28 days later, my period came.
Wow.
And then it was totally back like clockwork again.
Crazy.
Which is a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it makes it easy it made it real easy for us to like count the days and get pregnant.
Even though we didn't count.
Well, I mean, the first time.
Right. Because the first time we got pregnant, you kind of... you asked your doctor, and she actually had some pretty cool advice. I don't know if this is like just like the miracle formula, but she said that you do, because what, it's a 7 day ovulation period. Is it 7 days?
Five, seven? Five.
Which, full transparency, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Honestly, I don't know if I did either.
Until a month ago or something. Well, obviously before, like when we got pregnant. But like you only have that period of time to get pregnant. I did not know that. I just thought that like you had your period and then once your period is like, once you stop bleeding, it's like the rest of the time until you get your pregnancy, until you get your period again, that's where you could get pregnant. I did not realize there's such a short window.
Yeah.
So in that window to have sex on one. So the first month do 1, 3, 5,
but it's the days of the cycle. So it's day 9.
There's days of the cycle.
Yeah. It's like your cycle's 28 days. So then it's like day 1 through day 28 or through day 30 or whatever. So day one is when your period starts.
Okay.
So then you count.
Now we're in education right now.
So basically going, so you count. So that's day one.
Okay.
And then she was saying that you should have sex on day 9, 11, 13, and 15.
Right.
And then if that doesn't work, the next month, do it on day 10, 12, 14, 16. And basically just keep alternating that.
Yep. And what was the reason for the every other day?
You could ovulate anywhere in there.
Right.
And when the sperm can live in there for, I don't know the scientific number, but more, but a minute, like longer than 24 hours. So it's like, if you have sex on day 9, but you ovulate on day 10, you could still get pregnant because the sperm is still living in there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I believe. Yeah. Don't quote me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist.
If you're not somebody who's just like an absolute hornball that needs to have like 2 or 3 like sexy times every single day, it also helps prevent it from being a job, as opposed to just being like, okay, this is the week every single day.
Even though it can kind of, even every other day can kind of feel like a,
for some people,
depending upon like what you have going on in your life.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, I'm quite frankly very tired.
Yep.
And I would like to go to sleep.
Yeah, there was one time where, which is pretty good for a track record, to be honest. There's only one time where it was difficult get going.
Yeah.
For me, I was tired, but it was the day that we, we had to do it. Yeah. And then,
but the first month that we did that,
we got pregnant. And by we, I mean Sarah, for everybody that gets upset about that. Yeah, Sarah got that pregnant.
I got pregnant.
Yes.
So I will say that it has been a blessing that we haven't ever had any issues with fertility.
Right.
Like, or with getting pregnant.
For sure.
Because it's like, we tried that
so fast.
Obviously we had a miscarriage. So then it was like the rest of the year, we weren't really like trying to prevent it, but we also weren't, I wasn't like counting the days intentionally. Right. And honestly, some of the months I would like avoid the days because I didn't want to get pregnant.
Sure. So that's when you were running away from me.
I gotta go.
Hey, groceries. We need more paper towel. Oh, okay.
But then in January, it just so happened to land on.
Yeah. That we weren't even trying. Well, like we weren't trying.
Not technically.
We were just having normal, but super hot and sexy intercourse.
Ew.
What? That's the proper term. I'm trying to be very proper here.
I hate that.
In January.
Yeah.
And then, because we were going to start trying in February.
Yeah.
And then you got pregnant.
Yep.
So.
And I knew that it was like in the time. I knew that it was in the window.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But I was like.
I didn't.
I was like, what are the odds?
Yeah.
This is going to be, I think it was like kind of towards the back half of the window. So I was like, what are the odds? It's going to be like the day that, what are the odds?
Right.
Well.
And here we are. So now you're 13 weeks in, we've gotten your blood work back, which is healthy. Mm-hmm. We got the baby's, blood work back. Yeah. The first set. So when you did the blood work, it was like a day or two after you got your results, and we were supposed to get the baby's results as well. And they test for what?
Chromosomal abnormalities.
Right. And anything else?
No.
Oh, it's just mainly that, right?
Yeah.
We got hers back, but then, and not the baby's. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay. And then a week and a half goes by and we're like, we still don't have the results. Yeah. And my mind, I don't know if you're mine, but my mind started going down the negative route. It was just being like, why haven't we got them back? Like, or what's taking them so long? Mm. It shouldn't take this long because other people's, it comes back like a day or two later.
I really wasn't worried about it.
And then you called, or they called you, mm-hmm. and said that you had a 25% something.
I have like, I'm a carrier for some kind of genetic thing.
Okay.
It's literally escaping me right now. Oh, spinal muscular atrophy.
Mm. And it was, and so, But it was like such a small percentage or something.
So it's
right?
like right? you have to have it also. Right. And then, if you have it, there's a 25% chance that the baby would have it.
Right.
So obviously when they test those things, they're like, okay, well, you should get your partner tested. But mm-hmm. I'm like, what's
like,
the point?
Yeah, like it's what? Not so change, we, not so change we anything. Can like scare, like get scared.
Right. It's not gonna. It's not gonna change anything about like. No. It's not gonna change anything.
Right.
So yeah. what's the
if
point?
If something and ends like, up happening, it's like what's me knowing about that like gonna change anything?
Right.
So.
They called me about that.
So they called, said that. So before saying anything about the baby, and then did you call back?
I had to call back because I missed their call.
Oh. Okay.
So then I like. When they called me right before I started, I was about to start a workout class. I was literally in the room and I never have my phone in the room. I just was running late. And so I happened to take my coat in with me and just like drop it to the side. Mm-hmm. And so my phone rang and I was like, and I saw that I knew that it was Ula and I was mm-hmm. like, oh, I can't answer it right now.
Yeah.
So then my mind was like, why are they calling me? And then of course the voice message is like, we just want to talk to you about some results, like
call me
call
back.
Us back.
It's like, you're kidding yeah. me.
And she did that say, is the,
oh,
she did
I've had to prep my mom when it comes to those things before. Cause sometimes she'll leave just like a text of being like, hey, can you call me with like no periods, no exclamation points, no context. And I don't know why this is the case, but it's like my brain goes to like somebody died,
sure.
something happened to the family, something, yeah. you know, it's like you start to spiral.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get on the phone, she's like, oh, just seeing how you doing. It's like, well, just say that next time. Give me context.
Yeah.
So I'm not spending the whole day like spiraling. Yeah.
But she said, I'll send you a message in the portal. Mm. So then she did, luckily, pretty much immediately. And she put all the information in the portal. So then I was like, oh, okay, great. So honestly, because all the information was in there.
But blacked out the gender.
Well, but no, none of that. That wasn't there. It was only the results that she had called me about, which was my own carrier testing results. Uh-huh. And I was literally like, that's fine. Like, I'm not stressed about that at all. Like, I don't even, whatever.
Yeah.
I care more about the baby.
Yeah.
So then I called back and was like, we never got our... NIPT results. And then she was like, oh my gosh, you didn't. Like, I'm looking at them right here.
You're like, yeah, we would love
those.
I'm so sorry.
And literally on the phone, she was like, they're totally normal. Like everything was negative. They're normal.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, great.
Bless. That was a huge fear of mine. If I'm going to be honest.
I mean, sure.
I just like, it, when it came to this whole pregnancy and like, I sometimes I'd feel guilty about that. It was like, that shouldn't matter. But for me, I was just like thinking super selfishly of just being like, I don't like that. You just have to upend your life, you know, if something were to take. And
it's also, there's, I mean, for what that test tests for, it's chromosomal. So it's three different things. And there's like, one is Down syndrome, mm-hmm. which that's obviously totally like good. Like mm-hmm. your baby can be, you know, totally fine and healthy. Mm-hmm. And the other two are not compatible with life at all. Mm. So then that's obviously much, much worse.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do if you get that result back. I'm not sure how they proceed from there.
Yeah.
So that's what, I mean, I honestly wasn't worried about it. I felt pretty at peace for the most part, but
I was praying pretty heavily around that. Just wanting a healthy baby.
Yeah.
Healthy baby. I remember your mom telling me about her process with when she was pregnant with your brother, mm-hmm. and how like they were telling her throughout her entire pregnancy that they didn't know if he was going to live.
Yeah.
Like, and if he didn't know if he was going to make it, all mm-hmm. this stuff. And I'm like,
yeah,
I can't
so stressful.
Imagine
I
going through that for 9 months.
I know, me neither.
Like, your mom is such a rock star. Mm-hmm. And so I just was, I was just praying against that.
Yeah.
And so when that came back, finally, I was just like, I almost like brought me to tears. I was just like so happy, excited. So I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Oh, so 13 weeks now have... Like through your pregnancy, have there been any moments of fear or worry or anything like that?
I think so.
Like based off of yeah, you know, last year?
I think it's natural that if you've experienced a miscarriage, the next time you get pregnant, like any little thing that you feel, you're like, what's that?
Yeah.
What's happening there?
Yeah.
But I also have been like, well, I've never been this far along in a pregnancy. So I don't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
You know? And especially after we had that ultrasound at 9 weeks and like we saw the baby and it was just so, I was just not expecting it to be that baby looking.
I know.
It still blows my mind. Like how much it was like, it was a baby. It was just this big.
Yeah. I was not expecting to see like head, arms, legs. At that early on.
Me neither. And not just that clearly.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I knew it was there. Just
super clear.
But
I know I'm so excited for our like next ultrasound to just like see the development and see more clearly like nose and face and all of that. Mm-hmm. That's just so crazy.
Yeah, like, get ready for a strong profile.
Just praying it doesn't come out just a nose, like a neck with a nose on it. We got some strong profiles.
Let's just, yeah.
Oh man, just giving birth to Big Bird. God like bless him.
The nose is the hardest part to get out.
They're like, actually, breech is gonna be better.
Yeah, the nose is gonna be the tricky part. Yeah. Yeah, same. But because like after that, I felt a lot more at peace. And obviously it's like the odds of having a miscarriage are much higher in the first trimester.
Right.
So
right,
once
right.
once you get past first trimester, it's
less.
It's obviously not unheard of, but it's less.
Yeah.
The odds go down immensely.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of just where I am now.
Yeah. Yeah. Which at 13 weeks, how big is he or her? We just, by the way, got the gender results in the envelope. I think by now we might have posted our gender reveal.
Maybe.
Maybe. We just went and actually, so we took it to one of the bakeries. Shout out to Mia's Bakeries, which is in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Great bakery. Has some really good cakes
good.
And everything.
So good.
To give them the gender and then they'll make our cake and then we're gonna do our gender reveal. Probably we'll film it either tomorrow or the next day. Mm-hmm. And then I'm excited.
Me too. That's definitely gonna make it much more real.
Yeah,
because then it's like, wow, I can like buy specific.
Do you have any
things,
inclinations?
Like, no, I literally have none. I literally have none.
You should look up like wives' tales of like if your pregnancy is like this, it's probably a girl. Like I wonder if since you've been having nausea in the evening, if that means that
what
you
does
have,
that mean?
My assumption is that you'll have a boy because I get the zoomies at night. So that's I think it's a boy.
You think he's having the zoomies at night, which is why I feel sick.
Yeah. I was just running laps in there or doing a full on concert. If he's anything like us.
It was a few weeks ago that it was like, your baby can now somersault. I was like, what?
What?
Yeah.
So maybe maybe somersaulting in there. I think it's a boy, but that's probably because I'm a boy.
Uh-huh. I really have no inclination and I literally don't care at all.
I don't either.
But going back to your question about like.
However, we do have a boy name.
We do have a boy name.
We don't have a girl name yet. No. So it would make it easier.
If it's a girl, we're going to have to.
We'll have to actually
have to buckle down and think about it.
I know.
Going back to your question about.
Well, like, actually, wait, sorry.
Never going to answer the question.
I don't even remember what the question was.
Exactly. You're asking me? Yes.
Okay, hold on to it. But we do have this girl name that we were thinking. It's a combination of my mom's name and her mom's name.
This is ridiculous.
So my mom's name is Cynthia and her mom's name is Jamie. And so we were going to combine them and the girl name would be Cynthia Jamie. Which sounds
like
a disease,
like a yearly procedure or a condition. Like it's time for me to get my quarterly Cynthiogemy. Hopefully the results come back good.
What a great name. Okay, what was the question?
You were asking me about like fear.
Oh, right. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, you should answer that.
But I was saying what got us off track was talking about like seeing the baby at 9 weeks, because I was saying like after that, I think my fear reduced a lot.
Yeah.
After that ultrasound.
After the 9 week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because that was the first ultrasound that we got.
Yeah, right, true.
That was the first time that we went to the doctor. So after that, then it was like, okay, this is actually, like I saw it, it's a human in there. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's been like, I don't know if fear is the right word, but certainly thoughts of, I don't know, it's like you have a...
Just fleeting thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like you have a pain and it's probably just a gas bubble, but you're like, what's that?
Totally.
But I don't know. I feel like even when I'm not pregnant, my stomach is kind of does funny things at times. So I'm like, it's the same stuff. It's like, it's feelings I've had in my stomach before when I wasn't pregnant.
Yeah.
So why are, that's kind of how I talk myself away from like reading into things that are nothing.
Right.
I'm like, you felt this feeling before when you weren't pregnant. Like you're fine. It's just like a digestion thing or whatever. Like it's not a big deal.
I've been having some gas pains for the past couple of days. So I've been having some empathy symptoms for sure. Husband empathy, pregnancy symptoms.
Only in the form of gas pain.
Yeah. Gas pain in the tummy.
So sorry.
It's okay. You know, I'm here. I'm you know, I'm going through this with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Definitely the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, is there something else? Wait, you read that though.
I did. I was reading an article like,
is
about
real?
That. But I was skeptical.
Or is that skeptical?
I was like, this is totally mental.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
This is completely in your head.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
And there's no way.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I'm like, where's the science?
There is no science. It's just, I think it's totally a placebo kind of thing.
All in all, I have felt really just like hopeful.
Good.
And at peace throughout this pregnancy. Yeah. And very excited. Cause then we had our other ultrasound and that went great.
Yeah. And we heard the heartbeat at that one.
Yeah.
Which was, I think like every step has been just more and more confirmation and, mm-hmm. and exciting mm-hmm. where like the 9 week when they said like everything was textbook healthy, mm-hmm. great. That was like a sigh of relief. Mm-hmm. And then hearing the heartbeat was another sigh of relief. Getting the test backs, getting the test back.
The tests yes. back?
Tests back.
The test backs.
Oh, I hope the baby has your brains.
You're really smart, babe. You're extremely smart.
I was valedictorian in high school.
Yeah, and I wasn't.
Did you hear that?
So.
Did you hear that?
You're really smart, babe. I'm better with words than you are. But
are. You're way better with words.
But you're extremely smart.
That's why you're so great at writing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway,
but there are like there are definitely times though when you express clearer than me. Just depends on what's being talked about. Like, I think you're a great communicator as well.
When we're talking about anime,
it's not exactly what I was thinking about, but I guess
you know what the Rasengan that that Naruto uses is. Oh, she's gone, and we lost her. I think the baby likes anime.
What makes you think that?
I just, it's a feeling.
Placebo. It's like that article. It's all fake.
Our next appointment is week 16.
Week 16. Our next appointment.
Do we find out anything else there or no?
Honestly, I don't know. I can't remember.
Probably just another check-in.
There's a few more like things that they check in regards to like if the baby's developing normally.
Uh-huh.
As far as like spinal cord. Just making sure that's all like developing normally. And I think there's like something, I have to look back at it, but there was something that she suggested that we do that because Corey has spina bifida.
Mm. So, oh, a test, right?
Yeah.
Well, when will they be able to find that out?
I think in 16 weeks.
They'll be able to see if the baby like
I don't know. I'm not a doctor or a scientist. I have no idea. But
if that ends up happening, I think, like I read that there's actually a stem cell procedure that you can do.
Probably.
To where you can literally inject the baby with stem cells.
Probably.
And it will heal that and like close up the hole in the spine or whatever.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah, stuff.
But which is crazy.
Yeah, stem cell stuff blows my mind because it's like, that's all within us.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's cool.
It is.
After that, I think that's the last. Mm-hmm. Then it's just like checking, like we do the anatomy scan, although we will already know the gender.
Yeah.
But the anatomy scan and then just continuing to check the development and me, mm-hmm. like make sure that I'm good. And like, I don't know what else to check.
Yeah.
I'm just along for the ride.
I mean, me too. I feel like I'm in kindergarten about all this stuff.
Yeah.
Cause it's our first one. So even doing our baby registry, putting together all these things, I was like, what do we need?
Right.
What do we actually need? We live in New York City and it does not take much
The room that we're in will be the baby's room.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so
it's going to be a very multi-purpose room.
So it's just like, it gets cluttered so fast already.
Yeah.
So it's like, what can we get that can turn into many things or like compact?
Right. And expand. Like,
and expand, yeah. Which, you know, they say that babies are expensive. Well, they were not wrong. When you're, especially when you're looking at the like strollers, like,
yeah,
why do you have to be that expensive?
I know.
A stroller, a high chair, like a crib, but I get it. I get it. The crib that we're looking for, like looking at also can turn into like three different.
Yeah. It goes from like bassinet to toddler bed, which is like, that's cool.
Which is great.
Really cool.
And so, but even that, like putting together, it's just like, goodness, it's nice though, because we have a lot of friends that are either currently pregnant or have just gave birth,
or have
new like parents themselves, or have young kids that we can kind of go to and ask, like, hey, what do you really need?
Yeah,
it's just crazy. There seems like there's a baby boom going on right now.
I think it's just the season of life and like the age.
Yeah, and maybe just our circle, because I like know probably close to 10 people that are either pregnant or have just given birth.
Yeah.
Which is wackadoo wacky.
Yeah. And it's really just kind of like in our circle here, we're kind of at the beginning of that.
But like our creator friends.
Right.
Too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But I'm saying like, it's probably going to continue for the next handful of years because we have a number of friends who are.
Yeah, I guess like, you mean like our age?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know.
Which is fun. All our kids will be friends.
I know. I just hope.
You said like that last time you were anxious.
Yeah.
How are you feeling
this time? I'm excited this time around. It's like embarrassing to say, but like as hard as the miscarriage was to go through, there was also like a part of me that was relieved, and that's a really bad thing to say, but I'm just like being really honest and transparent because I didn't feel ready, and I don't know why. I just like felt like anxious about the whole process. I don't know what's changed in a year.
Right. We're a year wiser.
I don't know. Yeah. But I definitely feel wiser now than I
did last time I was pregnant.
Yeah,
purely because of the miscarriage, honestly.
Yeah.
And just like the paths of learning that led me down.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel excited. We have people around us that we can go to.
Yeah.
If we have questions and if we need anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm excited for this next season of life. Mm-hmm. I used to, you know, we were kind of in this space for a long time where we were like, I mean, I want kids, but let's push it off like till next year and the next. Cause it's like, I like our autonomy. I like our freedom. Same. I like our
everything,
life that we have.
Everything
currently.
that we do now, I'm like, we cannot just up and do this.
Right.
With a baby.
Yeah. And so I think that was part of it from last year of just being like, man, I'm like sacrificing and kind of giving up those selfish needs or selfish wants for a new child. But I understand, and I hear this from a lot of parents that it just, your priorities change.
Yeah.
And you learn things through being a dad and a mom that you could never learn not being a dad and a mom.
And I think you also just decide how much, like, I don't really see us changing our lifestyle that much with a baby. Yeah. I just imagine the baby will be along for the ride.
Right.
You know, like, and they'll fit into our life. Obviously, we have, like, when they're brand new, it's not like we're going to be traveling all over the place with them. But like, in general, I don't see us really changing much about our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I just see us adding in our kid.
That was a fear of mine. Yeah. Just being like, I like being able to just travel when we want to and go out to dinner and not have to worry about a babysitter and all this stuff. And but I don't know. I'm like now excited. I like when I'm walking or I'm at a coffee shop and I see a dad and a daughter or a dad and a son. And then I start to like envision that and I just get really excited. Mm-hmm. It's just the thought that there's going to be a half me and a half you human being that walks this planet and like contributes to society at some point.
Yeah.
And like, who knows what he or she will end up doing. It's just kind of crazy.
It's very crazy.
I know that's how life works, but I think when you really just kind of, when you really think about it in the micro, it's just a miracle. It's such a weird thing.
I wonder if that thought ever ends. Like,
probably not. I think, like the next person, especially new parents, it's kind of just a wild experience.
But I mean, like, how, as old as your kids get.
I'm not flexing.
Like, stop.
Sorry.
Like, I'm 35. Do my parents look at me and still think,
wow,
you're a half me and a half you, and you're literally out there living a life doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad, like we tell me the answer.
I know you're going to watch this.
We created him. Tell me the answer.
Yeah. Comment right now. Yeah. Comment right now if you feel that way.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if it's ever like you get used to it or if it's like every new thing that your child does and accomplishes, you're like, wow, like that person literally wouldn't be here. Without us
banging.
Speaking of parents listening to our podcast. but I wonder if that ever goes away or if it's just like, because then it's like, now we're having a baby. So it's like, oh my gosh, my kid. And it's obviously different for your parents because they already have
a billion
13 grandkids. So they're used to their kids having kids. Yeah. But for my parents, it's like, whoa, like our kid is now having a kid.
I know.
Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. I know it's like, so many people are probably listening to this and just like, yep, that is how that works.
but it's just so miraculous.
It is.
It's very miraculous.
If you're describing how humans become humans to like an alien who doesn't know the process.
Right.
When you really like write it out and talk about it, it's truly a miracle.
It is.
It's like, well, I have sperm and, you know, one of the millions makes it to an egg and then, become a thing.
Multiplies rapidly.
It grows into a human being and it grows inside of a woman and then
has to come out. Speaking of that part, I haven't talked about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Are you excited for childbirth?
It's going to be fine.
You think so? Yeah.
I don't feel that.
Have you had a thought of doing home, like natural hospital, anything like that?
I know so many people that have done home births, but I don't want to give birth at home.
Yeah.
Because I've never given birth before.
Totally.
If something,
I think that makes sense,
were to happen and like other resources were needed.
Yeah.
Like I would never forgive myself if something were to happen that could have been prevented if we had had access to more resources.
Totally.
So, and I know that like childbirth is a completely natural thing that our bodies are designed to do. So it's not that I anticipate that happening, but for me and my own peace of mind, I'd just rather give birth in a hospital.
Yeah.
But with a midwife.
Oh. What's the difference again between midwife and a doula? Doula
obligada. Honestly, I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, honestly.
That's fine. People can Google it.
Yeah. Or they probably know. Like most people know more than we
do. That's fair.
But with like, because what I like about midwife is that they advocate for your body to do its thing.
Yeah.
but you're in a hospital setting. So like the clinic that we're going to is midwives, but there are also OBs if your pregnancy becomes high risk and you need more high level stuff during your pregnancy. So I like the combination of both.
Yeah.
Having access to both, because I do want to be able to allow my body to do its thing as naturally as possible. Not saying I'm not going to have pain meds, because probably will, quite frankly.
I might need those as well.
I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, this is such an individualized thing, but like, I just like the idea of having an advocate at the hospital that's like, no, she doesn't want that. She's going to, like, let's have her move around. Like, just help me
to advocate for you.
To advocate for my body to just do its thing the way that it knows how to do.
It's going to go great. You're so healthy. You take care of your body so well. It's going to be great.
I do feel like, I don't know. I don't want to get too, cause I don't want to get like my hopes up that I'm going to have like,
a flawless.
It's going to be easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be easy. Is childbirth ever easy? No, I don't think so. But I do, although I am 35, which is like old in the
pregnancy world,
in the world of giving birth. I do really take very good care of myself.
You do.
And I'm extremely active, and I just think that it's going to be fine.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Now I'll be there by your side, and I hope I don't pass out.
just stay over here.
I'll be on this side and this half.
You don't want to see it come out?
I don't think so. Do you want me to?
I don't care.
Do I need to?
That's up to you.
I don't want to.
Okay. I wouldn't either.
No.
I don't.
I will trust that they know what they're doing over there. And then we'll see it when it comes out all bloody and alien. Like, man, babies look so weird when they come out. Which I, you know, can't blame them. They haven't seen the sun.
Yeah, it's not their fault.
Yeah. man. Well, 13 weeks. It's a size of a lemon.
Yeah.
Or a Pokemon card. a baseball.
So says my app.
This is a baseball. Baseball and a lemon. Like, that's a huge lemon.
That would be a pretty big
lemon. That's a huge lemon. Like, so what is it? Baseball or a lemon? Lemons, I do not think are that. Like, not as big of as a baseball.
I don't know how big baseball is.
But yeah. I'm excited, babe.
Me too.
It's going to be a whole new season of life.
Yeah. It's already been a, like, sitting around researching high chairs.
I know.
It's already changed, like, what we're doing in our free time.
I know. It's crazy. Like, I get it now. Like, the people are, like, annoyed that all you do is talk about your kids. I'm like, because that becomes, you know, a big part of your life.
It's literally half
it's
you.
Like, super exciting. Talking about strollers, you know, like I would be like, roll my eyes.
Until you're there and then you can relate or you can have input, then you're like, then it's an interesting conversation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So that will be us. That will be us.
Man.
But it's fun. I'm excited for the next season of life.
Me too.
Our life is expanding in so many ways.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to like for what the next few years are going to be like.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited for our life.
Yeah.
Well, as always, we like to end our podcast by saying goodbye.
Maybe that was the best one.
It might have been. It also wasn't good.
Never is.
Bye.